ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Masquerade, written by Terry Pratchett, read by Nigel Planer. The wind howled. The storm crackled on the mountains. Lightning prodded the crags like an old man trying to get an elusive blackberry pip out of his false teeth. Among the hissing furze bushes, a fire blazed, the flames driven this way and that by the gusts. An eldritch voice shrieked, "When shall we, two meet again?" Thunder rolled. A rather more ordinary voice said, "What you go and shout that for? You made me drop my toast in the fire." Nanny Og sat down again.
"Sorry, Esme. I was just doing it for, you know, old time's sake. Doesn't roll off the tongue, though."
"I just got it nice and brown, too."
"Sorry."
"Anyway, you didn't have to shout."
"Sorry.
I mean, I ain't deaf. You could have just asked me in a normal voice and I'd have said next Wednesday."
"Sorry, Esme."
"Just you cut me another slice."
Nanny Og nodded and turned her head.
"Magrat, cut Granny another Oh, mind wandering there for a minute. I'll do it myself, shall I?"
"Ha!"
said Granny Weatherwax, staring into the fire. There was no sound for a while but the roar of the wind and the sound of Nanny Og cutting bread, which she did with about as much efficiency as a man trying to chainsaw a mattress.
"I thought it'd cheer you up coming up here," she said after a while.
"Really?"
It wasn't a question.
"Take you out of yourself sort of thing,"
Nanny went on, watching her friend carefully.
"Hmm?"
said Granny, still staring moodily at the fire.
"Oh dear," thought Nanny, "I shouldn't have said that."
The point was that Nanny Og was worried. Very worried. She wasn't at all sure that her friend wasn't, black. She knew it happened with the really powerful ones, and Granny Weatherwax was pretty damn powerful. She was probably an even more accomplished witch now than the infamous Black Alice, and everyone knew what had happened to her at the finish. Pushed into her own stove by a couple of kids, and everyone said it was a damn good thing, even if it took a whole week to clean the oven. But Alice, up until that terrible day, had terrorised the Ramtops. She'd become so good at magic that there wasn't room in her head for anything else. They said weapons couldn't pierce her. Swords bounced off her skin. They said you could hear her mad laughter a mile off. And of course, while mad laughter was always part of a witch's stock in trade in necessary circumstances, this was insane mad laughter, the worst kind. And she turned people into gingerbread and had a house made of frogs. It had been very nasty towards the end. It always was when a witch went bad. Sometimes, of course, they didn't go bad. They just went somewhere. Granny's intellect needed something to do. She did not take kindly to boredom. She'd take to her bed instead and send her mind out burrowing inside the head of some forest creature, listening with its ears, seeing with its eyes. That was all very well for general purposes, but she was too good at it. She could stay away longer than anyone Nanny Og had ever heard of. One day, almost certainly, she wouldn't bother to come back. And this was the worst time of the year, with the geese honking and rushing across the sky every night, and the autumn air crisp and inviting. There was something terribly tempting about that. Nanny Og reckoned she knew what the cause of the problem was. She coughed.
"Saw Magrat the other day,"
she ventured, looking sidelong at Granny.